All right, good morning everyone, and welcome to another Step Towards Our Goliath. I am your host, Sean Lynch, and one day I'm going to be a millionaire and run 100 miles without stopping. I haven't achieved anything extraordinary like that in my life yet. Right now, I'm just an average 27-year-old guy, but I have a real desire to achieve these monstrous feats. And if you're here, I know you do too. This is a real-time journey where you get a real, raw, unfiltered view of my process and emotional roller coaster. Here you get to see what it truly takes to conquer a Goliath. Here you can hopefully find motivation and inspiration from someone who's in the journey right now instead of listening to motivational episodes from someone who has already made it and forgotten important details, long periods of little to no progress, and small but essential days that shaped their journey. So follow along in my journey and begin one of your own. Let's become extraordinary. All right, first of all, Happy New Year. 2023 was probably mentally and financially the hardest year I have ever faced. So many things happened this year. Among the most important things, I changed jobs, I moved states, I got engaged, and I adopted two cats, me and Adri, together. I also blew up my account a couple times. Though, a very important thing that stayed the same, my dogged determination to complete these Goliaths. I will never give up on this journey, and I truly believe 2024 is going to bring some amazing progress and more amazing and unexpected events all throughout the year. This journey has helped me stay ambitious and focused, and this coming year, 2024, I encourage you to begin your own journey if you haven't already. Start by simply envisioning how you want your life to look at its peak, and then begin to formulate the steps you can take to get there. If you don't know how, ask friends, ask family, ask Google. There is always some tiny thing every single day you can do to start towards your goal, whatever it is. Even if it's just researching for 10 minutes, some certifications required for a certain career, or nutrition techniques for improving physical health, or even becoming an artist, maybe some software that can assist you in creating your art, whatever it is, whether it's painting, music, film, whatever, or social media techniques for promoting it. There is always something you can do to begin and take a step. So, without further ado, let's look at the steps I've achieved this week. So, what happened this week? I'm never giving that phrase away. I'm sorry, you're just going to have to hear it every single week. So, Wednesday, I can't remember what I did Tuesday after the episode. So that will be a blank space in my history forever. So, Wednesday, woke up, I ate a full breakfast, I took Olive to the vet, and then I went to work. I ate a healthy lunch, and I only worked 7.5 hours because I had to wait until 8:30 to take Olive to the vet, because that's when I opened, and then her appointment took about 30 minutes, so I couldn't leave until around 9:30, 9:45, so I couldn't get to work until around 11. Olive did not like the vet visit. She is not nearly as compliant, there we go, that's the word, compliant as Onyx. We gave her an injection and inspected her eyes, and she did not like the injection process, but we got it done, and her eyes do look like they're getting better, so that's good. After work, I came home, ate a sandwich, and slept. Thursday, normal work day, woke up, full breakfast, and went to work. I ate a healthy lunch, worked 9.25 hours, came home, had a delicious rice bowl from HelloFresh that Adri cooked, and a s'mores, and slept. Friday, woke up, full breakfast, and went to work. It was so cold, and I was extra hungry for some reason, so I went to Burger King, got a small burger and fries, and I ate it along with my normal lunch. So I had a salad, a grapefruit, and then a burger and fries and a few chocolates. So that was a lot of food that day. I worked 9.5 hours though, came home, and then had a sandwich from HelloFresh made by Adri again, super delicious, and slept. Saturday, woke up, full breakfast, and went to work. This was my fourth day in a row working, and it's really hard when you have 3 hours of driving each day and trying to work 10 hours. So it's like 4 13-hour days in a row, and it's, I mean, some of y'all might be like, ah, that ain't nothing, but for me, it's something. So yeah, I woke up, full breakfast, and went to work. I ate the healthy lunch, worked 8.5 hours. I left an hour early, so I could come home, and Adri and I went to a nice little Italian restaurant for dinner and slept. So I'm so proud. Like, I really have gotten it into the routine to have a full breakfast every single day. Like, I cook myself a nice healthy breakfast every single day without fail. And, well, sometimes I don't eat breakfast, but on work days, you know, I always start the day cooking breakfast, which is a nice achievement. Starts the day off right, gets me feeling good. And yeah, so that was this past week. Kind of a shorter week because the last episode was on Tuesday. So, lessons learned. No lessons learned this week. Now for the trading rules. Rule number one, no trades after 2:30 p.m. or before 10:30 a.m. Rule number two, always give a 10-point cushion behind the support or resistance price. Rule number three, use limit orders, not market orders. Rule number four, wait for the market price to move within 5 points of the support or resistance line. Rule number five, I can only trade on days that I can stay and watch the market from 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Rule number six, following a hard loss, take a week off to reset the mind. Rule number seven, I can only make one attempt per day. So, for the current standings, for my financial goal, I did not trade this week with real money. My day trades, unfortunately, had not reset on Tuesday, so I'm still at 4,425 out of 6,000. I did, however, do 2 simulation trades, but they were at work during work, and I was on my phone checking every once in a while, and I made about 3,300 2 days in a row. That was with simulating using 25,000, so imagine when that's a reality. I can make $3,000 a day. Oof, that would be nice. So, for my athletic goal, I weighed myself this morning and I was actually down 5.1 pounds to 195.9. Not sure if that's healthy, but I was actually eating a lot the past 5 days. I'm not sure how I lost so much weight. I think it was maybe just a spike in weight from the Christmas food. I did mostly follow the diet this week as far as lunches, but even then, like, I had a burger and fries one day, and I had HelloFresh meals at night, and I even had Italian food last night. So, yeah, very interesting. I also did my physical therapy on my only day off since the last episode, which was the episode day, so not bad. Now, the plan for the week. Today, after the episode, Adri and I are simply going to relax for the day. I'm going to do my physical therapy routine, and we're going to give a cheers to the new year tonight at 12 a.m. Tomorrow, Monday, I'm going to have the day off to spend with Adri since she has the day off as well. The only things on the to-do list are to do physical therapy and eat healthy-ish. The markets will be closed that day, so no engaging in the market. Tuesday, I'm going to have a work day instead of Monday, so I'm going to shoot for 9.5 hours and eat the healthy lunch. Wednesday, I'm going to engage in the market with real money and eat healthy and do the physical therapy routine and just enjoy my day off. Thursday through Saturday, I'm going to have great days at work, shoot for 9.5 hours, and eat healthy. All right, for the weekly thoughts. There was one thing that I was kind of proud of this week, and that was that I didn't trade with real money. I had the day trades Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday ready to go, and I had the money to trade with, but I didn't, because I didn't have a day off that I could watch the entire trade in front of my computer from the open of the market to the close. I didn't want to trade from my phone again, it was really hard because, you know, I had a loss and the market was actually at a spot where there was a really heavy resistance. And so I was really tempted to, you know, take advantage of that. And I did in simulation, but the trades could have easily gone against me while I wasn't looking. And so I'm just really glad that I had the discipline not to trade from my phone with real money this week. I didn't mind doing it in simulation. Maybe that's a bad habit, but I guess it's not too bad because I didn't trade from my phone. So, yeah. Now, also, for the past couple months, but the past week or so especially, I've been struggling a bit with my mental state. There has been a low underlying negative feeling that I believe stems from frustration with how long my investing journey has been taking, especially after I had to, you know, drop everything and move to, well, I didn't have to, but I dropped everything and moved to North Carolina the week after I had started seeing success with real money. I had gained $200 in with real money after completing the simulation, and suddenly I was uprooted and thrown off my routine. And I've just spent so long either losing real money or winning in simulation, and I guess I'm just a little exasperated and just thinking, ah, why can't I do it yet? But last week, Adrian and I had a good talk about my efforts, not this past week, but the one before, after I posted that real money loss, and what she said helped me get back on the right mental track. And then this week, I've had a lot of time to reflect and think while operating the tractor all alone, clearing land at my parents' new house site, and I was able to overcome these negative feelings, finally. I simply decided that I wanted to be happy. I didn't want the frustration to leak into other aspects of my life. And the way I did this, like the way I actually became happier and I erased these negative feelings, I had to remind myself the core lessons that I have preached throughout this entire podcast, that I simply have to take it one step at a time. And all I can do today is all I can do today. And very few great journeys happen quickly. The average successful day trader takes 3 to 5 years to become profitable and loses more than $25,000 to start. That's the minimum. Like, most day traders lose more than that. And I just started my third year trading, and I haven't lost that much yet. So I'm still on a good track. And the recent loss wasn't even that bad. I just tried 3 times in quick succession. So I know I can do this. And each workday, I just need to focus on the work and dwell on other more positive thoughts, like how this house is going to turn out. I don't know if I want to spoil this yet, but I have the beginnings of a third Goliath. I don't know that it's going to become a reality. I don't know if I want to actually pursue it yet. It's kind of just like a pastime hobby right now. But maybe one day I will pursue this Goliath. This one is even bigger than, well, I don't even know if it is, but it's just different. That's another thing that I'm thinking about while I'm in the tractor. While I can't take, you know, a physical, financial, or athletic step, you know, while I'm just skid steering around or using the tractor, I can dwell on this and take down little notes, and yeah. So, again, each workday, I just need to focus on the work, dwell on more positive thoughts, and the journey will go on. Alrighty, y'all. That's it for this episode. This little sinkhole obstacle ain't nothing. We've prepared too well and come too far for it to grab a hold of us. We didn't see it fast enough to avoid it, but we didn't charge in too far because we are taking small, controlled steps and we can easily get back out and move on. All this obstacle will do is make us stronger in the end and reaffirm that the best pathway for us to follow involves going one step at a time, one day at a time, towards our Goliath.